it's my pleasure to have you here as a representative of really the ICT sector and the real digital agency in the European Commission. So what is your feeling about these new ideas about combining green and information society work?
I think it's very interesting because there's a huge potential there. I mean, the green technologies, first of all, are the ones that, you know, everybody's competing about at the moment. So technology-wise, there's a huge potential. We need to have something in order to come up with a sustainable growth. Although not everybody likes the word growth, which I've noticed, but still we have to live from something. We have to have some product, some industry. And we're looking for new innovations in this field. So therefore, I think it's a very promising field for Europe to enter. And I'm happy to see things happening around it.
And as I've looked around DG's website, there are quite a few things trying to combine the ICT sector and the sustainable development in some ways. But there is no big frame, which at least I don't see it yet. Not a concrete policy which offers possibilities for project proposals or something. A big offer, let's say, for young startups or organizations or companies to implement their ideas from the two fields.
So I think it's still like the Commission is a big machine, and this field is new, so that I think we're still looking for the ways to cooperate in this field between different DGs. Everybody's looking for their place, and of course for the young entrepreneurs, I think what they're looking for is of course the finance, so tools, ways to enter to the R&D programs and stuff like that. And the framework program for the new term is just being reframed. So I think there will be a lot of opportunities. And I also know from the member states' perspective that many member states are emphasizing this theme in their internal national information strategies. So it's going to grow.
So yeah, it's rather open.
it's open. It's still open, and we're looking within the digital agenda. I think we have a lot of actions which are regulative, which we know for sure that we want from them, and we also have new themes that we still can't kind of put in place within the digital agenda. And it's clear that we have the 101 actions that we agreed a year ago. But the agenda has to be flexible, so there has to be room to introduce new action points to the agenda. And the green entrepreneurs, the green ICT is definitely one of those new areas that we're still looking for a place. And also there are others. There's like the open data, the open theme, which is still like looking for its place. So there are new ideas floating into the agenda as well.
Thinking about ICT sector and then the green entrepreneurship by itself, do you think there is a lack of academic interest in both of the topics?
I'm not an expert in the academic field, but
personal observance.
I think it depends from where you look. If I look from my country's perspective, the Finnish perspective. But I can't really speak, you know, from Europe's perspective.
Okay, but from the Finnish perspective?
Yeah, I think there's a huge interest in the academic world.
So we might look for then few ideas and maybe combining new subjects, at least because I've been observing the European field for some time. In terms of ICT and all digital programs, more for this kind of strategic platforms creation for promoting the social topics like green. But it's very hard to find such practical oriented program for your young person, especially.
I can understand that, because we're still quite focused on the traditional telecoms, traditional electronic communications. We're trying to find the growth from there, where the competition is already